It can be great to have nice things. In a funny way, though, it can be even better not to have them. Possessions, especially expensive ones, have a way of tying you down. They become burdens because you have to take care of them and worry about them. Actually, that's just as true of the cheap stuff you accumulate over the years, the CDs you can't seem to part with even though you never listen to them anymore, the little collections of Beanie Babies or snow globes. All of this stuff adds up to boxes and boxes, which you will one day look at and say, "Well, I can't get rid of them. They're my memories." But you know what? They're not. Your memories are in your head, where you don't have to box them up or make space for them. Your memories don't weigh you down like your stuff does. And your memories don't need care and maintenance like your stuff does. Maintenance that means time away from the people and places that could be providing you with new memories. This is a hard thing to grasp. Believe me, I didn't even start to get it until I hit my 30s and began to purge my apartment and my parents' basement of the stuff I'd saved since junior high. Old bowling trophies, varsity letters that I'd earned by managing teams, crates of old albums I hadn't listened to in years, all of it went. My little collections of things were donated to charity, along with a closet full of clothes I never wore but couldn't seem to part with. I ached a little, watching all of my stuff go. And then, oddly enough, I felt lighter. In a way, those things had been holding on to me just as tightly as I was holding on to them. They kept me focused on my past and not looking toward whatever was next. All the space in my life that was taken up by things I wasn't really interested in anymore was suddenly open, for new interests, and yes, for new stuff. I even kept some things, but they had more to do with what I wanted to pursue in life and not what I wanted to look back at. And if those pursuits change, if I find myself no longer interested in collecting movies or bootlegged CDs of Elvis Costello concerts, I'll be cleaning out once again. There's one other benefit to getting rid of stuff once in a while. It makes it harder for people to make easy judgments about you. Think about it. You judge people by their stuff all the time. The girl who still has all her Barbies even though she's 13? Immature. Your friend's dad who has a drawer full of expensive watches? Pretentious jerk. The lady next door with a collection of cow-shaped kitchen utensils? Whatever. Well, people do the same thing to you. Most will take a look around your room and size you up based on the Johnny Depp, Justin Timberlake, no, he's yesterday, Ashton Kutcher posters, or the shelf filled with porcelain animals, or what's in your collection of CDs. They'll do that out of laziness. It's much easier to hang a label on you based on what you surround yourself with than it is to take the time to get to know you. Which leaves you with two choices. Surround yourself with things that you're passionate about, so people will get some clues about who you are, or don't surround yourself with much at all, so people will have to look deeper. The ones that don't want to look deeper? The people who would rather label you based on your stuff? Repeat after me. They're S-H-A-L-L-O-W, shallow, and probably not worth your friendship. Send those people to my friend Dave. He's got a special piece of stereo equipment to sell them. I hear it has an excellent LPD factor.